Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Jimmy Kimmel Live. This is ridiculous.
Back at home.
I am Jimmy. I'm the host of the show. Thank you for joining us on the 21st day of the 21st year of the 21st century. You know what that means? Nothing. It is also our first full day of Trumplessness here in the United States. There were no crazy tweets from the POTUS account today, no exclamation points, no all caps. This is kind of fun. I've been doing this all day today. If you have one of these at home, you should try it yourself. Alexa, is Donald Trump president?
Donald Trump is a former president of the United States.
Former president. Alexa, what is he doing now?
He is at home in Florida yelling at the TV and sucking his thumb.
The Joe Biden administration is underway. And I have to say, it feels good to only have to worry about a deadly pandemic all day. It is kind of sad how much of my life and brain space and energy I spent focused on this awful, selfish con man for the past 5 years, paying attention to every stupid thing he said, every dumb move or horrible policy he came up with. I don't have a joke for that. I just wanted to point out how sad it is. But it's time to move on. The Bidens are moved in. Their dogs must be going crazy because everything smells like fried chicken in there. Did you watch the that inaugural concert last night, Guillermo?
Yeah, it was fantastic, Jimmy.
You did. You enjoyed it? What was the highlight for you?
Katy Perry and Demi Lovato.
Oh, okay. Always the ladies. Well, in Always. Case you didn't see it, Tom Hanks hosted a star-studded Celebrating America concert. The lineup was tremendous. The ones Guillermo mentioned, Bruce Springsteen, John Legend, Justin Timberlake, Foo Fighters, and the man of the hour, Broadway Joe Biden himself. It did feel calming. It felt like familiar and warm watching these people we know come together. I think it's because this is kind of like a spin-off presidency. Joe Biden was one of the most beloved supporting characters from the Obama administration, and now he's got his own show. Basically, this is the Frasier of presidencies. Graham POTUS hit the ground, walking at a very brisk pace. Seems like a lot of work is being done. He rejoined the Paris Climate Accords. He ended the Muslim travel ban. At the Pentagon, they put the real nuclear codes back in the football. Dr. Fauci was back, a reinvigorated Dr. Fauci. That was good to see. Fauci answered questions, shared a lot of information. He told us about a new strain of the virus in South Africa. He seemed happy to be out of captivity. Biden signed several orders related to the pandemic today. One of them will require travelers to wear masks on planes, trains, and city buses. You know, they've been trying to get people to wear masks on the plane, but this order makes it a federal mandate. So if people don't like it, they have to leave, preferably while the plane is in the air. Biden also got rid of the Diet Coke button. You know, Trump had a button in the Oval Office, and every time he pushed it, they'd bring a Diet Coke on a silver tray and put it was the job his son Eric was born to do, but that's gone now. Joe prefers a tall, cool tumbler full of sarsaparilla. What the Biden team is doing right now is like when you open the hood of a car you've had in storage, like your dad's 67 Shelby GT, and you find out rats got inside and ate all the insulation from the wires and chewed up the upholstery, crapped a little. At the top of the list of things they need to dramatically improve is Trump's vaccine rollout plan, which will be a challenge considering the fact that we found out it does not exist. There was no rollout plan. I have to say, with all these problems, it makes you wonder how Joe Biden is going to find time to watch 5 hours of Rachel Maddow every day. That's what presidents do, right? We've not heard a peep from Donald Trump, and I'm grateful to him for that. I really am. Trump spent his first full day out of office on the golf course, so nothing has really changed. He's putting and plotting. He's already said to be planning his return to the political stage. After less than one day, Trump is going to keep coming back, even if it doesn't make any sense, like the Emperor in the Star Wars movies. Emperor Palpatine Tiny Hands. Trump got a meatball hero's welcome in Palm Beach. Fans held signs along his drive to Mar-a-Lago, said Trump won, election fraud. So you can see the healing has begun.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.